Inflammation is a very complicated process. It seems simple, but it's actually very complex. It may or may not involve an infection, bacterial or virus. It can be simply due to an injury to a tissue, such as a sprain. When we talk about inflammation, the thing to remember is your body, for some reason, is going out of homeostasis, and inflammation is your body's response to bring it back to homeostasis. And usually we describe them as two different types. We can have acute, which is short-term and immediate. It's localized, usually. And you can have chronic, which is longer-term, and it may result in scarring and tissue damage. Both of them can lead to systemic inflammation and symptoms such as fever. So before we go into the actual process, let's do a little bit of an overview. And when we think about the process of inflammation, first of all, you should realize there are many, many different cells involved in the process. So if we just list a few cells, we're going to go into more detail in just a minute, but we've got mast cells, we've got neutrophils, we've got monocytes, eosinophils, natural killer cells, macrophages, we've even got the endothelial cells, which form the blood vessel lining. And then finally, we've got lots and lots of chemicals involved in the process. And these chemicals may be proteins found in the plasma, often with other functions besides these, such as complement proteins. We've already heard about those, but they can also cause vasodilation. They can increase blood vessel permeability. They can enhance the activity of certain phagocytes, such as neutrophils. They can act as a chemotactic agent. And then we've got other proteins found in the plasma, known as kinins, and these are small polypeptides. These require activation. They're usually in an inactive form, and what activates them is actually one of the clotting protein factors, active factor 12. And when activated, it will generate something called bradykinin. And again, this increases permeability. It's a smooth muscle contractant. It's a powerful blood vessel vasodilator, and it can cause pain. We've also got lots and lots of cytokinins, which we'll be talking about later. These are proteins, again, tend to be produced by white blood cells. And we've got fatty acids, which are present in the cell membranes of various cells of the inflammatory system. And what will happen to these is they're made up of an unsaturated fatty acid called arachidonic acid, and it can be converted to prostaglandins and thromboxane, various other chemicals. Prostaglandin, again, a very powerful vasodilator, increases permeability, and it can activate pain receptors. Interestingly, this chemical can be prevented from forming by aspirin, as there's an enzyme required, several enzymes required, which will convert arachidonic acid to prostaglandins, etc. And the enzyme they need is usually known as COX enzyme, cyclooxygenase enzyme, and aspirin can actually block that enzyme, hence you can block the effects of the prostaglandins, etc. So now we're going to go on with our next audio pod and describe the actual process.